From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hurricane Irma cut a deadly path through the Caribbean last week, leaving behind devastated islands before it hit mainland Florida. Experts say Irma is the biggest and longest-lasting Category 5 storm ever recorded in history in the Atlantic. Zletica Hoke describes some of the damage that Florida faced.
Irma has left more than 6 million Florida homes without power, and the Keys have been described as a war zone. The islands are cut off from the mainland as the roads and bridges connecting them are damaged.
About 40 people have been killed through Irma. Authorities are sending crews to aid victims, restore power, and assess the damage in Florida, while the states of Georgia and Alabama brace for the arrival of the weakened storm. North Korea on Tuesday said it rejected a U.N. Security Council resolution imposing tougher sanctions and said the United States would soon feel the greatest pain it had ever experienced. North Korea U.N. Ambassador Han Tae-song.
Instead of making right choice with a rational analysis on overall situation, the Washington regime finally opted for political, economic, and military confrontation.
The Security Council unanimously stepped up sanctions against North Korea, imposing a ban on its textile exports and cap imports of crude oil. In addition, security experts say North Korea is suspected of intensifying cyber attacks to steal virtual currency in order to obtain funds and avert tightening sanctions. Security researcher FireEye says North Korean hackers have mounted attacks on at least 3 South Korean cryptocurrency exchanges. The attacks include an apparently successful one when 4 wallets at a Seoul-based exchange were compromised. This is VOA News.